Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
And today, we're going to discuss with you again a very interesting topic regarding adolescence. Because as the children grow up, we have so many things as parents in our minds that our child should be good in this way, that way. Well, taking responsibility is a commitment to own your life, to self-leadership, to growth and freedom. How do we teach to these adolescents now to be responsible?
Yes, thank you very much. Now, we need to discuss the important issue of becoming responsible. Now, responsibility is something which as a human being, we are all responsible towards our Lord Allah Almighty. That is the most important thing. Now, that responsibility then permeates throughout one's life. He is responsible to Allah, and therefore he's responsible to himself, he's responsible to others. He's responsible to even the environment. As we've been talking previously in previous sessions, that there are at least four relationships which one has to manage. And to be able to manage anything, managing one's relationships requires planning. And the basic ingredient to planning is making the right decisions.
Right.
And the most important factor is being able to determine your goals in life.
Yeah.
Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Rahimallahu imran alima min ayn wa min ayn wa ila ayn wa fi ayn. May Allah Almighty bless a person who knows where he has come from and where he is headed and what has he to do in this world.
Yeah.
Where is he? What does he want to achieve? What is the purpose in life?
True.
So the most important thing that we need to teach our children is to become responsible adults and human beings. They need to be able to
have an aim in life.
Have an aim and a target and a goal in life. And for every aspect of their lives, they should be aiming to achieve that goal.
Yeah, and as per Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi, the one who knows the answers of these questions, as you quoted from Imam Ali al-Islam, is the most luckiest person, as he knows the answers. He has a meaningful life and a life with aim and a proper goal.
Yes, exactly. So for the parents to be able to determine, to help their child determine those goals, they need to be very clear themselves. And they need to educate themselves about what the basic goals should be in every human's life. And then they should sit down with their children and discuss with them and to make them realize what is important in life and what is not important. And they should give time to this dialogue, and they should sit down to, number one, make them determine that goal. Number two, to inspire them and motivate them towards that goal.
Yeah, we will ask you some more tips after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIP English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Akavi, and we are discussing about responsibility. Like, if we escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today, it's not possible. Because someday we are going to face that responsibility. And how do we teach that at an early age to our children? Professor is helping us with some beautiful tips. Yes, Professor.
So as I said, the first thing is to help him sort out what his aim in life should be, especially in today's world where the social media has created such an environment which, number one, does not allow time to anyone.
Focus.
To focus on things, to discuss things, to come out of that. And then the social media is providing ideals and goals which are maybe not
sometimes immoral.
Immoral or material, maybe just material goals.
Yeah.
Popularity.
And sometimes not very real.
Yes, wrong things. Celebrities are celebrated all over the world. Celebrities are promoted. Celebrities who have just, maybe they're good looking, or they wear good clothes, or they act nicely, or they play some game. Yes, they are to be, for example, celebrated or congratulated or praised for their activities, but they necessarily do not become role models. They do not become goals, role models who have to be followed and who have to be, you know, made icons and made divine objects of worship. So this is the problem today. And we need to sit down with our children to make them
determine their goals, basically.
Yeah, sort out what is the right goal from the wrong goal. Things which are, for example, from far away, when you look in the desert, you find a mirage. And when you go there, you find
it's nothing.
So many things like this are happening, on the social media. People are being, you know, inspired to reach out to things which do not exist at all.
Professor, has this happened to you ever, like you buy something online that looked very nice on the picture, and then when it reaches you, it's actually not that something?
Yes.
It happens a lot in online shopping, and that's how this social media goes. Something that appears so beautiful and so charismatic sometimes is not that in real.
Yes, exactly. So we need to make goals and the right decisions. We need to motivate, to help them and think properly. Thinking correctly is very, very important. Thinking logically, thinking rationally, and determining things and discerning and distinguishing things which are not actual from things which are really true. And the truth behind everything should be the development of the feeling of godliness, that everything which has been created in this world has been created by our Lord, Allah Almighty, and everything is for a purpose. And we need to, through these things, we need to reach out to the real thing
purpose,
behind them.
Aim.
Yes, achieving proximity to God Almighty, perfection. And
so
all that.
What we conclude over here is that first tip to be responsible, which is very, very important, is that you help your children determine the goal in their life. Professor will be asking more tips from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Honor your children. and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are discussing about responsibility. Responsibility is accepting that you are the cause and the solution of the matter. And sometimes just thinking that it's just a problematic thing, we escape from accepting responsibilities. But no, that's a big thing. Someone said that accepting responsibility is an act of kindness, and we have to teach this act of kindness to our children at an early age. And if they are adolescents, they should be already responsible. Professor is helping us with some beautiful tips. Professor said that the first thing is that they should be knowing what is the purpose of life. They should have a determined goal in their lives. Yes, Professor.
So setting goals is very important. Then, of course, when you carry out goal setting, when you determine goals, you need to be able to evaluate whether you are reaching out towards those goals. Are you progressing towards those goals? So that has also that we need to help our children, ourselves, to determine what are the milestones, what are the indicators which can show to us whether we have been successful in achieving those goals. And those milestones or those indicators should not just be only material. Of course, they are material, but if material things are acquired, for example, you pass in an examination, so practically you get good marks. But the important thing is that you're becoming educated, you're becoming learned. That is important.
Yeah.
In this stage of life, for example, when you're at school and your child is at school, the student needs to excel and perform. And that performance has indicators which are maybe in the form of marks and grades, but that is not the real purpose. The real purpose is to excel in knowledge, to acquire knowledge, to acquire skills, to be able to become competent, to become people who are good, who are capable of carrying out good deeds and carrying out goodness in life. So importantly, we need to make our children realize that just as the example I gave of the mirage or of the grades and the marks that we have been getting at school, they're not the real thing. The real thing is what we are able to do.
Yeah. In action.
In action.
Yeah.
Just as again, Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says that qeemata kulli imrin bima yuhsinu, the true value of a person is what he is capable of doing, what he is competent at. It's not just knowing things. Competence is beyond that. Competence is knowing things.
Your actions speak louder than your words.
Having the skills, and then to be able to employ that knowledge and skills in a given situation.
Right.
And where you can perform nicely and in a good manner in any field. So these should be the noble goals, the lofty goals, like reaching out to Allah. They need to be translated into actions. Behavior which can be seen, which can be shown, which can be appraised, which can be evaluated. So we need to determine those goals, the goals, and how to evaluate them. How we need to understand how the child can evaluate himself and carry out the self-evaluation. Because as I've been saying this before. So when we talk about managing things, when we talk about managing things, the most important part is planning.
Yeah.
So planning, doing, and evaluating is important. Then even resetting the course you have done, PDCA, planning, doing, checking, and adjusting.
Yeah.
So this is a part of the management, the general management of life that is important for all of us to learn.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor. That was all the time we had for today. Well, dear listeners and dear parents, priority and responsibility are the branches of a tree known as family. So in order to make our children responsible in our lives, we got to be working on some of the things, like Professor said, determining the goals, planning, contemplating, adjusting, and many more things, which we'll be discussing in the future episodes. Thank you so much for being with us. And if you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs over there. You can also listen to our small clips on the social media platforms by typing Call of Islam. Thanks so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.